This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Welcome to 2019. I've got a big prediction for you this year. It involves the coming collapse of communist China. I don't mean that China is going to collapse in the year 2019. What I mean is that this is the time where we're seeing the acceleration toward the collapse. And the collapse itself could take many more years, even 10 more years. But it's now apparent to me that the financial leverage that's, you know, the debt that has been mounting up in China is going to be catastrophic for that nation. And that the globalists who are trying to crash the U.S. economy by raising interest rates so that Trump gets blamed and not reelected in 2020, that campaign is going to have an effect that could cause a massive economic crash of communist China, mirroring in many ways the Japanese market crash of, what was it, 1989. So back then, the Nikkei was incredibly overvalued. It was in a massive bubble, and Japan was believed to be dominating the world. Japan was buying up, you know, Hollywood studios in California. Japan was buying up real estate in Canada. They were buying real estate in Australia. I was actually in Australia at that time, and I remember talking to locals there about, oh, the Japanese are going to conquer the world. They lost World War II, but now they're going to take it over through real estate. I mean, I was there. I was in Manly. That's the name of a city near Sydney. And, you know, Japan was taking over financially, but it was all happening because of this irrational combination of a stock market bubble and a real estate bubble. Tokyo real estate was incredibly overvalued. I mean, the bubble was so big, I don't even think it's recovered to this day. How many decades later is it now? Same deal with the Nikkei. It was unreal. But because of all of this apparent wealth that was created through, you know, debt creation, essentially, Japanese individuals and companies were able to go around the world and purchase up many other assets because Japanese banks would loan them the money based on the apparent value of the local assets, i.e. Japanese stocks or Japanese real estate. So a local bubble, this is crucial for you to understand, a local bubble resulted in global financial dominance on a temporary basis by Japan. And this is exactly what we're seeing now with communist China. So China is buying up everything. You've seen this, you know, China's buying Hollywood studios. China's buying real estate. China is buying or attempting to buy interest in many U.S. corporations. And they're succeeding in it right now. But it's all an extension of the massive Chinese bubble. A bubble that's not based on reality. A bubble that is irrational and that's going to burst. And the bursting of that bubble can be initiated by the same events that the globalists are putting in place to try to crash the U.S. stock market and blame Donald Trump. So you might even say that communist China is going to be collateral damage. It's not intended by the globalists to crash communist China, but it could be a very obvious effect of their attempts to crash the U.S. stock market for political reasons. Now, at the same time all that's happening, China is also about to suffer a massive environmental collapse or ecological collapse. The level of pollution that is so prominent throughout China it has now infected its people for about two generations. Now, this is also really key to understand, because once you get chemical contamination for two to three generations that is severe, then it begins to strongly interfere with your ability to sustain as a population. And this is because when young girls are born, baby girls, they are born with all of the eggs in their body that they will ever have in their lifetime. And, you know, those eggs, if fertilized, go on to create their children. But a baby girl is born with those eggs in her body, which means it's the nutrition of her mother that creates the composition of those eggs. And so what it means is that nutrition of today has a direct impact two generations later, because it's forming the eggs inside the body of an unborn female baby who's developing inside the body of a mother-to-be who is alive today and eating contaminated food today. So you see what I mean? You're projecting the pollution two generations. Like, just one generation away might not be as impacted, but two generations away is much more heavily impacted by today's pollution and chemical exposure. I guess I should have said that up front. Sometimes in these podcasts, I get more clarity as I'm talking. But if the effect on your daughter is like X, then the effect on your daughter's daughter might be, you know, 5X or 10X. It's a greater effect two generations away rather than a reduced impact. And not a lot of people think about that, which is why they think they can get away with pollution for some period of time, but then it kicks in like another generation later and they go, whoa, what happened? How is it suddenly worse? Well, it's because you sort of were able to get by one generation without the full impact of it. And to explain that even more, I should almost diagram this out, but think about the daughter that's born, the baby girl that's born, you know, with the eggs in her body, but then she grows up and also lives in a contaminated environment. And then she gets pregnant from a man who is also living in a contaminated environment. So his sperm have mutations, her eggs have mutations, and then she herself has chemical exposure that causes more mutations in her offspring that's developing in her body. So you start to get multi-generational cumulative effects. And this is how you can see a collapse of fertility, a collapse of viability. You can see exploding rates of cancer. You can see higher rates of infant mortality, immunosuppression, neurological suppression. All of these things China is starting to face. And it's because they ramped up so much manufacturing and pollution just in the last two generations. So they're only now on the verge of really starting to see the full impact of the massive poisoning that they have unleashed on their own people. So you combine these two things, massive ecological collapse, which would also collapse the birth rate, the birth viability, the health of the masses and so on, combined with the economic collapse, the collapse of debt. In the aftermath of this, you are going to see the rise of attempted revolts, revolutions in China. There are groups that have been suppressed. There are groups that have held back because China is a speech police state. It's a surveillance state. You have social credit scores. If you dare say anything against the regime, you are punished. You're executed. You have your organs harvested. They murder you. The state kidnaps you, steals your organs, and murders you, and then they sell your organs on the black market. That's China every day. There are many people who want to see the Chinese corrupt leadership overthrown. In the scenario of an economic collapse and an ecological collapse, the decentralization opportunities will be widespread, and central control over the country will be weaker. You see, China enforces central authority over many, many regions that would rather be separate. And this is why when China ultimately does suffer this revolt, it's going to break up like the former Soviet Union. You're going to see the Balkanization of China. You're going to see regions breaking off and declaring independence. You're going to see brutal crackdowns attempted by the communist regime government. You're going to see a lot of bloodshed. You're going to see revolutions, you know, uprisings, lots of things. This is all coming. And in the end, China will no longer be the country that it is today. And I think that 2019 is the year that this eventual effect or outcome has become inescapable. It's going to happen. And again, it may take a long time. The Chinese regime may be able to suppress and oppress its own people for a very long period of time to prevent them from obtaining anything resembling freedom. They crack down on freedom of speech. They control social media. They control search engines, all that stuff. They have a police state information system. But ultimately, that system will fail when the economic authority fails. And that's what we're looking at. That can bring down, you know, like the former Soviet Union, that's what brought them down. And ultimately, one day, too, that's going to bring down the United States as well. Yes, there is a day coming when the United States of America will fall in terms of its central authority. And that will probably happen when the U.S. dollar collapses and the fiat currency, you know, vanishes. It's game over. The dollar is dead. That means Washington, D.C. is weak. And you'll see regional secession or states will separate themselves, you know, like Texas or California or who knows what. So in the big picture here, the long-term theme is massive decentralization as globalist powers that only exist because of artificially centralized controlling authorities fall apart and allow more regional areas to declare their own sovereignty and to run their own local governments. In other words, states' rights in the United States, or the equivalent in China, would be regional sovereignty. Now, think about how the globalists are working against this. The globalists want one global central authority. That's what they want. And that's why they're so, you know, insanely angry at President Trump and anybody who wants to defy the European Union, such as the voters who voted for Brexit. The United Nations and the globalists, the only way they can succeed is if they have absolute global domination, where people have surrendered to them all around the world. This is why Angela Merkel has called for this recently out of Germany, saying that all nations need to give up their sovereignty. They need to open their borders and they need to surrender to globalist control. She said almost exactly that. It's a slight paraphrase, but that's what she said. The globalists are working against the march of history, though. People want to be free. People want to return control to local control. And they don't want to be ruled from afar. And this is true whether you're an American capitalist or a Chinese sort of communist capitalist, however you describe them there. Nobody wants to be ruled by some authority from some distant location. Like in Europe, do the people of the UK want to be ruled from Brussels by a bunch of unelected bureaucrats who don't know what's happening in their local towns or in Scotland, for that matter? No, the Scottish people don't want to be ruled by bureaucrats in Brussels. You can't blame them. Just like the people in, you know, Oklahoma City don't want to be ruled by tyrants in Washington, D.C. So the big trend here is the decentralization and the collapse of central authorities around the globe. And the globalists are going to try to stop that in every way they can. They're going to try to control all information, all news, all science, all medicine, all history, everything. They're going to try to shape wars and false flags and invasions and nukes and anything that they can do to maintain control. But in the end, I believe they will fail because human beings, one thing we all share in common is we want to be free. We really do. And those who don't realize it yet are on the verge of waking up to it. So I've got websites on this. Freedom.news is one. Also read newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on.
To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.